Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. Going to be doing an awful lot of recording today. Most of it will be for the upcoming weekend show. By the way, we're going to start talking this morning in our daily editorial about what's going on in Virginia. Jimmy, you just got back from the Carolinas, so you should know firsthand what's happening there. Terry McAuliffe, what's going on, bud?
So Terry McAuliffe, in a publicly broadcast debate, basically said parents don't have the right to influence what their kids are taught in school. Of course, this is at a time when Virginia right now in Loudoun County is facing absolute incredible backlash for critical race theory and some of this transgender gender training for very young students. And of course, a rape that happened by a transgender student that was covered up by the school board and the school district. So by making that comment, he basically alienated all the parents in the middle ground that are really frustrated and fed up. Now, Northern Virginia is having has had an outsized influence over Virginia elections for a long time. Virginia is somewhat like Washington State. You've got Northern Virginia around the D.C. area, Alexandria, Fairfax, the different areas around there that are densely populated with government employees and very left blue. And you've got Richmond, Virginia, which is pretty blue, but most of the rest of the state is very conservative. Gun rights and issues that just common sense conservative values, family values, Christian values, or at least religious faith. What McAuliffe is going against right now, he's even alienating people in his own little district, in his own base, and the people that in the middle that really don't like to get involved with these things, but they want their kids to have a good education and they want to have influence over it. So that's the first one. But then he's had a number of like bonehead mistakes. He was in an interview a couple days ago and he told the interviewer, it was supposed to be a 20-minute interview. The interviewer was interviewing both Glenn Youngkin, the Republican candidate, and Terry McAuliffe. Halfway through the interview, at about the 10 or 11-minute mark, he said, "You're asking bad questions," and got up and walked out. That's not inspiring to the population. So there's a very big potential upset with a Republican taking the state house in Virginia, which would signal the absolute catastrophe for the Democratic Party coming up in the 2022 midterms. So, yeah, I'm very, very interested. And this election comes up just in a couple, the 2nd of November. Yeah. For Virginia. So it'll be very interesting to see that outcome. And I think it will send many signals one way or the other to the rest of America.
Jimmy, I'm very familiar with the situation that you're talking about. That was covered extensively last night. And I want to say one thing. A school board meeting was actually partially televised. Every member of the school board was behind the idea of having the school being able to teach exactly the curriculum that the school board decided upon and leaving it totally out of the control of the parents. That is a very, very frightening situation to me, Jim. And I want to say that, yes, this election coming up will be very interesting. When you start involving kids like that, that bothers me extensively. I don't care so much about the COVID situation for various reasons. I mean, I do care about it because it's killing our economy. But what I really, really am passionate about is the way that children right now are being used, in my opinion, as pawns. Makes me very angry, and it's very difficult for me to contain my anger on that particular situation. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in our home state, Jim, here in Washington. A new special was run last night on television about the situation in Seattle. We are losing a significant amount of police officers as of this morning. We are losing a significant amount of Washington State Patrol officers as of this morning. I don't like what that bodes for our country, Jim. I watched an interview last night with a Washington State Patrol officer who has now attained a certain amount of notoriety because he does not agree with the government's mandate regarding vaccination. A lot of time was devoted to this person, and I have to say it was on Fox, and so they didn't really censor anything that he said that most of the other television stations are doing. Jim, I'm more than just a little concerned. I'm getting to the point where I am scared, and I won't use the word. I'll let Irish Tony use it. We got a bad situation that is arising in my country, Jim. Comments?
Absolutely. When you have this, so I think it starts at the schools, and I think it starts with the education process, especially in union-controlled states for education. There is an agenda, a political agenda, that is pushing these ideological critical race theory issues. And basically, it's silencing criticism and then making white children feel alienated, feeling like they're substandard or subhuman because of their privilege, and then raising up and segregating and separating out minority children as something different, something that we've fought for so long to go against. And why they're doing that is because basically it's a philosophical political angle, which is founded in a level of Marxism and a level of socialism that says, hey, look, you know, we're going to attain equality by alienating these groups. And unfortunately, it takes, you know, there's an adage that I think it was Goebbels, propaganda minister for Adolf Hitler, said, hey, you know, they asked, well, how did you get the population behind you? And he says, it's easy. You get 70% to hate the 30%. And then they silence them. And then if you cut out critical thinking, and it's starting right at the schools. And then, of course, that expands to the impact on law enforcement and safety and security. And the same people that are pushing those agendas are yelling and screaming about, you know, defund the police and the, you know, ACAB, all cops are bad, or, you know, a worse word at the end. And they're teaching our children this. They are teaching our children this. The education institutions controlled by the unions in blue states are teaching our children this. They are not teaching them to think critically. They are not teaching them to analyze. They're not teaching them our history in accurate ways that allow them to balance the good and the bad and the positives that this nation has done for the world. And, you know, and analyze the negatives. They are not teaching them to think critically. They're teaching them that they're bad, and that's absolutely where we're headed. And you're right. If they continue, if this continues, this nation will follow the lead of Venezuela. It will follow the lead of the former Soviet Union. It'll follow the lead of Nazi, you know, Germany, of, you know, fascist Italy, and Cambodia, some of these other places that disintegrate and basically kill lots and lots of people to protect a political agenda and power for a very few elite. And that's what we're facing right now. And unfortunately, corporations are sponsoring and supporting this type of thing. And they're doing it because of the potential benefits they get from having controlled markets and shutting down basically small business and other people that would compete with them.
Jimmy, I want to cut this right here. We've been going about 8 minutes. The only reason I want to cut it, there are many other things we can say. We're going to be recording a lot today. I want people to focus on the issue that we're talking about right now. It's an issue that I am very passionately involved in, and I want to say that this was the straw that broke the camel's back. The camel got through the eye of the needle on this one for me. I am now violently opposed to what the administration is doing because they are hurting kids. Jim, going to talk to you real soon. Thanks so much, man.
Always, Al.